Welcome to Streams of Income with self-help author Ryan Rieger. For the next hour, you'll hear proven methods for how to live the multiple income streams dream. Ryan is passionate about helping others discover their gifts and start their own business. He's published 5 books, and his courses and group coaching programs have changed the lives of thousands of students all over the world. Ryan's books include Private Label, The Easy Way, Finding Your Grace Place, and his latest, Streams of Income. And now, here's your host, Ryan Rieger.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Streams of Income radio show. I'm your host, Ryan Rieger. And in today's episode, we're chatting with Fred Dernball. He is the owner of an auction site, and he has a business model that is really, really cool. I've never talked to anybody before that's doing this type of model. The reason I'm having him on, one of the big reasons, is I love his story. He has a pick-me-up from the bootstraps type of entrepreneurial beginning, similar to mine, and you'll just have to hear it. It's awesome because he started with nothing, essentially, and now has built an awesome business. But if you're an eBay seller or an Amazon seller, listen up, because his site is actually one where you can find items that you can bid on and resell on these other platforms. But he also has an opportunity for you to become an actual auctioneer and go to estate sales and run the estate sales, go to businesses and liquidate their inventory for them and make money on those items. So it's a really, really cool. Some of you are going to be interested in that opportunity, adding that on, or maybe you want to even pivot completely over to that, because he said it's a very fun business model. You get to meet a lot of cool people and put a lot of money in your bank account over just a few days of work. So very neat. Here's my interview with Fred. And guys, it's different this one because my wife was at a Bible study when I was recording this, and I was sitting at the kitchen table, and my son Callan was just a few feet away. I was trying to keep him happy. So that's the downside of working from home, but my goodness, I would not trade this for the world. I love being home with my family, and just had to do something a little bit different for this episode. You'll notice that the audio might sound different because I was sitting at the kitchen table, and Callan might even be, you might even be able to hear him in the background a little bit. So please forgive me for that. Hopefully that's the only episode I've had to do that so far. And I'll try to plan better next time. So here's my interview with Fred. Well, Fred, welcome to Streams of Income Radio. Appreciate you doing this, man. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, of course. Well, your story is fascinating. You got hooked up with me through our mutual friend, Jason, who goes to your church. And we had lunch, guys, and his story just fascinated me with his, it's a pick me up from my bootstraps type of story with entrepreneurship. So Fred, talk about kind of what you were saying at lunch there, how you got started in business on your own.
Well, we started back in 2008 when actually the real estate bubble, you know, bursted. We had invested in real estate. We had a business that was consulting in real estate of all things. Mm-hmm. And we went from making $8,000 to $10,000 a month to zero in 30 days.
Oh my gosh.
We looked around the U.S. for the best economy at that time, which state had it. And that's where we were going to head. We trusted our faith and our creator. And Texas was it.
Yeah.
So we came down to Texas, and within about 6 months, I had a job. Uh-huh. But the same thing, the bubble caught up to us. Yeah. The job laid me off. The company closed. After 2 more jobs, same thing. And we had had enough. Mm-hmm. We had owned businesses before. So we had the general concept. We understood, you know, it's up to us to make this work. And then we took a look around, and there was nothing that really stood out. So we started looking on Craigslist free of all places. I was on unemployment, barely making it, and we were picking things up for free and then running and posting them back on Craigslist for sale.
Oh my gosh, were you doing anything with them to make them better, or just you just knew they were lower?
Occasionally, we would clean them. Yeah, we'd clean them occasionally, or you know, if it was broken, I might repair it. But yeah, 75% of the stuff people just would give it away.
Oh my gosh, give me an example of some of those things that you were doing.
Somebody was giving away a Krups machine, you know, an espresso single coffee maker. Yeah. I ran out and grabbed it and brought it back. The thing worked perfectly. I put it back on line for $50 and somebody gave me $30.
That's awesome.
Just simple stuff like that. When somebody gave an entire bedroom suit away, the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
We did some touch-up work on it and I made $400 off of it.
That's incredible.
So that we did that for a year. We paid our mortgage, we paid our bills, and boy, talk about hard work and hustle. There was a lot of physical labor in it because I loaded the truck myself.
Yeah.
And but we paid the bills, and I realized there's got to be a better way. And I found online auctions, and I became a bidder and started buying and selling through online auction.
Okay.
Then one of the auction companies that we were with actually offered a free franchise opportunity. They were trying to get things rolling.
Okay.
So we signed on board. And I love the whole online auction process. I think it's fascinating how the internet changes everything when it comes to the old brick and mortar.
Right.
The internet completely changes that whole aspect. There's no need for the brick and mortar. And we fell in love with the whole process. My wife and I it was just amazing how it worked. We could post 500 items in our auction, and in 2 weeks, 98% of them were sold. The money's in the bank, and the warehouse was empty.
Wow. Oh, my God. So
that's kind of the route we went. We started growing this business. Our first 5 years, we franchised. We met our contracts, and we realized we needed to grow further. We couldn't. We just decided it's time to break off on our own, and we have a better idea of how to serve this and serve the customers and offer a better opportunity for people who want to do the same thing as us.
Oh my gosh. So talk about that whole process. What does it mean when you say you're doing auctions?
We pretty much, people that want to liquidate estates, inventory of businesses, bankruptcies, situations, we'll go to their place. I don't have a warehouse. I work from my home.
Okay.
And we liquidate everything in the building from their location through the online auction process. Okay. So we'll literally sort and lot and tag the entire inventory and pretty much stamp it online, nationwide advertising. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks later, the buyers show up, they pick up and pay, 98% again is gone.
Wow.
Sellers love it because they don't have to deal with anything.
Yeah.
They get a check after 3 or 4 weeks and the house is empty or their business is empty and they're good to go.
Wow. So if I, let's say, loved one passes away, I don't want to deal with it. I call you, you and your team come in, decide what to sell, what it's not probably going to sell or you're just not going to bother with. You put it all up, you go in, take pictures, put it up online, people bid for it, and then they come pick it up, and then you get paid.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Cool.
Now, the beautiful thing about an auction is we tell all sellers, do not prejudge anything. Let us make the determination on what will and won't sell. What we do is we'll go through everything and we try to get 100% of everything in the sale.
Okay.
So yeah. I've even sold stacks of cardboard that people are going to throw in the dumpster.
No way. it's crazy. How did you just like guess like, oh, I think they'll just try this, or you knew that cardboard might be worthwhile to somebody out there?
The wonderful thing about an auction is I found there's a buyer for everything, literally everything.
Yeah.
And I figured, let's just tag it, see what happens. And the seller is like, really? I can throw it away. It's in your way. I said, no, let's tag it and see what happens.
Oh my gosh.
The seller is ecstatic. He got $28 for this stack of cardboard. It of course went to an eBay seller. He was using it as a packing material.
That's incredible. I remember at lunch you were saying that for example, I'm holding the glass right now. You wouldn't go into that estate and probably put up one piece of a glassware for sale unless it's like super high quality or going to be raise a lot of money by itself. You would bundle things together like in lots. Is that right?
Yeah. Part of the part of the advantage of the auction is let's say you have a beautiful Waterford crystal candy dish, probably $100 item. But you have five low dollar China made vases that you'd be lucky if you get a dollar bid for those.
Yeah.
What we do is we take that Waterford, we put it with the low dollar China, and we make that the prominent piece in the picture and the description.
Okay.
And now we've sold the low dollar China vases with the Waterford, and the house gets empty.
Brilliant. Yeah. Plus it probably saves your team time, right? From having to take so many different pictures and descriptions.
Yes. It saves a lot of time. Yeah. The way we lot things is based on a dollar amount. Anything over $100 usually goes by itself. Unless we need to put something like that situation, you know, we have China vases that they're worthless. Really, we need to put them with that $100 item.
Okay. Okay.
Anything below $100, it gets grouped together.
Yeah. And so you were saying, I'm not going to give away any numbers. I don't want to share any, you know, profit numbers or anything, but like you could spend 3 days of work, 4 days of work and come out with several thousand dollars easily.
Oh, easily. We just closed out. We helped a new affiliate that we signed on board. Their very first auction was a lead that we gave them. They closed out their first auction and were ecstatic. They put $9,500 in their pocket.
Wonderful.
For 1 week of work. They could
That's
not
believe. Incredible. Oh my gosh. What was that, an estate sale or an office or what?
It was a business. The guy actually was running wedding and events on his farm, and the city told him he can't do it anymore for code violations, et cetera. So he had all this equipment and needed to liquidate. We walked him through the process, this new team, great team, and they did a really good job. They were just ecstatic. One gentleman has been working a part-time job at his church.
Okay.
And they've been struggling, and they were just relieved as could be when they saw that page.
Wow. That's incredible. So 1 week of work, $9,500 cash in their pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodness. And you taught them all how to do it. It wasn't like, you know, here you go. Here's the house or here's the business. Go do it.
Yeah. We provide full support. We're the only auction site that has a master personal property appraiser in Texas. He's the only National Auctioneer Associated certified appraiser in Texas with that designation.
That's awesome. Wow.
We have a real estate agent. We have a federal firearms agent. So we've got a lot of support. We walk these people through this thing from start to finish.
That's incredible. So let's talk about that opportunity. So you have a way of getting leads from businesses, like this guy that has a wedding business had to liquidate. It could be an estate, but you're getting so many leads, you can't handle them all. So you're looking for people here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but you can teach somebody anywhere how to do this. What's that opportunity look like?
The beauty of the internet is we've got an online training system. We've got coaching system online. And then of course, phone call, email, and text. You know, the technology today, there's really no need for physical. You know, our meeting right now is proof. We don't have to sit down in front of a microphone. It's
right.
We're on the internet.
Yeah.
So right now we're solely Texas based, all of our affiliates. I have a few people in other states who are very interested. They're looking into this.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very expandable beyond just Texas. We definitely can handle doing nationwide affiliate programs, even to the point where we offer hands-on coaching. So once somebody signs on board, they go through the training. If they still don't feel comfortable, we'll come out to their location and we'll coach them through these things.
That's incredible. Wow. And so guys, for those of you, for to make sure I understand this correctly, so you would be signing up kind of underneath him in a way, taking his training, and he would teach you how to find leads, these estate sales, these businesses that need to liquidate items. And he would set you up with his system, his website. He's already got buyers, so you don't have to go out and find your own buyers. You would list those items on his site and then you get paid. Is that basically it?
That's pretty much it. It's quite a bit different than an eBay type platform. You know, eBay, you do single items.
Right.
With us, our software is amazing. We utilize a barcode system. Mm-hmm. So you can literally take pictures of the entire auction, mm-hmm. 300, 500 lots of items. Mm-hmm. And in about 15 minutes, you've literally embedded it onto our platform.
Oh my gosh.
Activate your auction. And then we start posting advertising for bidders for you. So it's we've got some of the best software out there. It's very user-friendly. Once you post your auction, we post ads for you on your behalf. But we also promote and tell all of our business affiliates, part of owning a business is you need to advertise.
Right, so yeah.
They go out and do the same. So they're getting a double hit. We advertise for them. They advertise. We already have a large bid pool as is. So the more bidders, the better. But the whole system is set up for their success. We always tell them their success is our success.
Yeah.
And so that's where we're more than willing to come down and coach them face-to-face, hands-on. If they don't understand the training system online or they're just struggling and they need physical viewing, such as myself, then we'll do that.
That's awesome. Wow. I want to get to hearing a little bit of the website where they can go and just the cost on that. Cause it's, I was shocked when you told me how little it was. So you were telling me about that, the gentleman that is one of your associates that, I've had an Asian name who does this. And also he also sells on eBay but then also things he can't sell online or whatever, for whatever reason, he doesn't sell on eBay or Amazon. He puts them through this auction. So I have a lot of listeners who are Amazon sellers and eBay sellers. And I'm trying to figure out, some of these might be interested in having a business like you have, going to an estate sale or a business and doing that model. But some of them might be interested in also things they can't sell on these other platforms and utilizing yours. So talk about what he's doing.
Well, he is an eBay and Amazon seller. I believe he's Amazon as well.
Okay.
Great guy. Does a really nice job too. He actually has had no hands-on training. He went through our online course and then posted his first auction. I didn't even know he had done it. I was shocked. but just really technically savvy as far as computers and stuff.
Yeah.
So what he does is, you know, put the bulk of his inventory on Amazon and eBay.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, sometimes it sits there a long time.
Sure.
He found our program by actually buying stuff from us for his Amazon and eBay store. He then started saying, you know, I got all this inventory that's just slow moving or I just can't sell it. Mm-hmm. He wanted to know if our system would work. And I said, look, you plug into us, you're going to get rid of 98% of that every auction. So he did his first test auction. Again, he posted the whole thing. No help from us. Just went off my videos, which was great for me. Less work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he was just amazed. He I believe, had about 300 items. Uh-huh. And at the end, didn't sell. And that was a two-week run.
Yeah.
He got done, and within another 2 weeks, he had posted another auction. And now he's a regular. He posts auctions once, twice a month. He gets rid of the slower, no moving product and he just is cash flowing his product much faster now.
Wow.
So, the nice thing about doing an online auction is there's a buyer for everything.
Yeah.
And our track record, our KPI shows for the past 9 years, it's a 98% sell through rate. Whatever you put online, 100 to 500, 1,000 lots, 98% is going to be gone in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, we just signed on board another gentleman, same situation. He's in eBay. That is his bread and butter, he says. But he ran his first auction through us for the same reason. And he said, I think I'm going to quit using eBay because their fees, the hassles of shipping. And I was able to cash flow this much faster.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There is an advantage to using our system if you've got slower, no moving, or if you just want to get rid of the eBay fees and the issues involved with that. Works really good.
Would you say that if I was an independent associate, is that what you're calling them? The people that are?
Yeah, I starting to refer to them more as an online seller, just for marketing reasons. But legally, we have it documented as an independent seller. Sure.
So if I was that person and I'm trying to decide, let's say that I have some inventory that's I'm just sitting here, maybe I got it at a garage sale and I want to get rid of it, and I'm thinking about eBay versus through your auctions. Is it, would you assume that on eBay I might be able to get a higher dollar amount, but it might sit longer, whereas the auctions I'm going to probably not get as much, but I'm going to move it fast and be able to then turn that money over again and again and again?
Well, it comes down to the question I always get from people is, do you think I could sell this for more on eBay? Mm-hmm. And I always say no, for multiple reasons. Is one, I've had guys who sign on board that, yeah, they were eBayers, but sometimes they sit on that stuff for months on end.
Right, right.
So I always remind them, the longer you sit on this, you're paying for floor space to store this thing.
That's right.
And it is devaluing in the market, no matter what it is.
That's right.
So if you sign on with us, we don't take any fees off of you. It's paid for with our buyer's premium. The buyers actually pay us, not the affiliates. They get to keep 100% of their money, plus they get bonuses. So eBay, if you look at it just dollar for dollar, let's say a lead crystal vase sold for $50 on eBay, maybe it sold for $40 on our side. But eBay, you're going to have the fees, the shipping costs, et cetera. With us, you're going to keep 100% of that 40, and the customer usually is going to come and pick it up. And if you got to ship it to them, customer is going to pay for all that shipping as well.
Wow. However, okay, so I have people that are all over the world, actually, mostly in the U.S., but so we were talking at lunch. It is possible, like if I was an independent associate and I was doing this, I could have an auction, and it's okay if I can ship it to somebody in, you know, Missouri.
Sure. Sure. Okay. We ship all over the U.S. And we have buyers in all but, I think, three states now. So I've got registered bidders all over the U.S. Even Hawaii and Alaska, I've got registered bidders, believe it or not.
Incredible. What's your bidder list right now? How many people on it?
We're just closing in on about 10,000 bidders.
That's incredible. Wow. Yeah, so I mean, this is not like, you know, the millions of eyeballs on eBay. However, these people are like, they get emails when there's new auctions, and these buyers are like, they're probably like, can't wait for the next one. So they're eagerly waiting, and that's not quite, you know, what's happening on eBay.
Yeah, it becomes an addiction. We tease them a lot. So if you go to our auction website, you'll see a lot of auctions that say coming soon, and they can't bid in them. They're just in pending mode, but it builds such an anxiety in the buyers. They start calling me saying, when is this open? I want to bid on stuff.
That's awesome.
It works very well.
So. Yeah, it does. That's incredible. Okay. So if I'm, let's say that I'm not interested in having my own business side of this, but I'm an Amazon seller, eBay seller, and I want to go to your site because you have people who buy from your site and resell it for more on these other platforms. What's your website?
If they're looking for the business opportunity,
if they're working for the, just to buy auctions, want to bid on auctions,
auctionspear.com. If you go to auctionspear, SPEAR.com. Okay. Free to register and bid, no credit card. You just verify a phone number and you get a bidder number.
Wonderful. And if so, let's talk a little bit about the business side of it. If I want to jump into this as a business, be looking for estate sales or liquidation sales around my area, or I just happen to be an eBay or Amazon seller and I have inventory that I'm not moving, or want to try this out and become my own, have my own auction site, which essentially just plug it into your system. It's not my own site. I don't have to do any of the work. What's that process?
Process there is you're going to go to frlauctions.com. That's our corporate site.
Okay.
F as in Fred, R as in Rose, L as in liquidation, frlauctions.com.
Okay. Perfect. And all right, guys, wait for it. I asked him, I thought this was going to be like, oh, it's going to be a few thousand dollars to get started, or even several thousand. What's the price to get started on that?
$649.
I was like, are you serious? And guys, so the reason, I mean, it's a, that's an incredible deal, but as he was saying earlier, if I'm a buyer and I buy from one of his independent associates auctions, I pay a buyer premium and that goes to you. Is that kind of how you're able to do it for that, that low of a price?
It is. It is. And then we utilize a buyer's premium. Okay. It pays our shareholders because we have shareholders that got this started with us. Mm-hmm. And then, it also pays for the site. It pays for advertising, marketing, the training, the coaching, all of that. It helps pay for that. And if the sellers, the associates get a certain dollar amount, they started getting part of that buyer's premium as well. They get buyer's premium bonuses. Mm. So you actually get more than your 100% of your profit. You're going to start getting 105, 110. The larger the auctions, the larger the bonus.
That's awesome. So in my mind, for with my audience, I'm thinking at least a couple different options. One is I'm an eBay Amazon seller and I just want to go to auctionsphere.com to find more inventory. Number two is I'm an eBay Amazon seller and I might want to sell some of my stuff on your site and get my items in front of your 10,000 bidders. Or do you see anything else? Are those two the probably two of the main ways my audience might be interested?
Sure. I think that's it. It's do you want the business opportunity? Great. We can get you rolling. Do you just want to liquidate this stuff? You can bring it one of our affiliates. They can liquidate it and get rolling.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I was another thing we mentioned at lunch was that you have a couple of guys locally who've done this for a while and very experienced that if you're a, you know, like me, maybe you have items in the garage you want to get rid of, but you're not really don't want to set up, you know, pay $649 for a business model because you're not interested in doing that. You could just work a deal with one of his affiliates and liquidate it through them. Is that correct?
Sure. Okay. Sure. We have 23 affiliates.
Is there an easy way to, how would my audience get hooked up with one of them?
Same website at our corporate frlauctions.com or the auctionsphere.com has links to that site as well. Okay. A whole list of our affiliates in there.
Love it. Fred, I just love your story. I mean, it's it kind of reminds me a little bit about mine because I was selling furniture on Craigslist and just doing what I had to do until my business grew. And you able to pay your mortgage based on items you got for free on Craigslist, selling it back on Craigslist. That just blows my mind. Talk to that entrepreneur, that person who's, I mean, because there's a lot of people right now that are struggling. I've talked to somebody just yesterday, he's lost his job and, they don't know what to do. They have this entrepreneurial bug in them like you and I do. What would you say to that person who's, you know, thinking, gosh, I want to do a bit online business. I want to do something. Encourage that person a little bit.
Well, the biggest thing to get over is your fear. Mm-hmm. My wife and I, when we got our first warehouse, we're terrified.
Yeah.
We literally took our last bit of savings to get our first warehouse to run these auctions. Mm. And I mean, literally our savings was at $4 when I paid for that warehouse.
Wow.
And we were very scared.
Yeah.
But we closed our first auction and it was enough money to pay the whole month, the mortgage, the warehouse rent, all the utilities. And I thought this can be done.
Yeah.
You know, my mentor always tells me the rewards go to the risk takers.
Yeah.
Take the risk. You know, obviously don't take ridiculous, stupid risks, but
right, right.
Think it through, do your research and homework, take the risk. You know, that Thomas Edison took risks constantly and look at what we've got. Mm-hmm. The whole world has been changed by this guy.
That's right.
You know, I look to my ultimate hero, Jesus Christ, and look at the risk that he took for us.
That's right.
Take the risk. Get over your fears. You're always going to be scared when you step into something like this. But once you get over it and you close your first auction, you will say exactly what I said. This can be done.
This can be done.
Something that always motivated me was President Ronald Reagan had a sign on his desk that he pointed to when his staff would come in and say, Mr. President, we can't get this bill passed. We can't do this. Mm-hmm. And he would just point to the little placard sign. And it simply said, it can be done. He refused to accept the word can. But if this interests you, come on board. We'll show you how this can be done. We're going to walk you through things. We're here to support. And that's the biggest key that we have, is we're here to support you and make sure you're success. I think you'll enjoy it as much as I do. It is a fun business. We get to go through estates that you see things you will never see anywhere else. Incredible stuff. We liquidated one of Thomas Edison's first electric motors. It was amazing.
Really?
We found it. Somebody dropped it off with a bunch of electrical hardware. He didn't even know what it was. And right on the side, it said Edison Electric Company.
No way. When you see an item like that, if something that's that cool and you really want it, do you just tell the buyer, hey, I want this, I'll give you X amount for that? Or what happens to an item that you're like, man, I want to have that?
I put it in the auction.
Okay.
I'm 100% faithful to my auction, because there comes a point, like with the Edison motors, like, wow, that would be neat to have sitting on the table. But after so many dollars, I say that would be neater to have that commission in my bank account. So I'm going to stop bidding.
Right.
So that's why I put everything in the auction. My wife and I, when we started this, we decided we'd be 100% faithful to this auction, and we would buy storage units at auction, and then go through the whole storage unit and put it all in the auction. And we had friends and people that did it said, oh, no, you can go sell this elsewhere for more money. And I kept saying, no, I'm going to make this auction work. Well, it's paid off exponentially doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
A great example, Ryan, is
because your buyers now know you got good stuff. Like if I came up with an auction site like this and I went through everything and I kept all the good stuff for me and I put all the junk online, well, buyers are going to see that. And we're like, that auction's worthless. Let's go over here to Auction Spear. Cause you were telling me the Mont Blanc pen or something at one point, or, you know, things that were just super valuable that you could have kept or maybe even done something else with it, but you put them in there and your buyers know you have the good stuff.
Exactly. Our business partner, Kent Anderson, always says it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The higher quality items you put in the auction, the higher quality items sellers will bring you. They don't want to run their top quality items with yard sale junk.
Right.
And so, we put it all in the auction, and it does pay off exponentially. At our very first auction we closed, I had a Michael Kors diamond studded watch, easily $500 to $1,000 on the resale market.
Wow.
And I said, I'm going to put this in. Because it was our first auction, the one thing is bidders don't trust new auction companies until they've had several auctions and they get to know these people.
Sure.
I put this in. It sold for a little under $90. I was just depressed and disappointed. But that bidder, just at our last auction, 9 years later, picked up more stuff. And then I went and did the math. This guy spent over 10 grand in 9 years on our auction.
Wow.
So am I worried about the $90 Michael Kors? No way. It paid off exponentially. And now he spends even more and more because he completely trusts us. And we're over that trust factor.
That's incredible. Wow. So guys, I'll have all these links. You don't have to worry about remembering them. But streamsofincomeradio.com if you're interested in just simply buying items from his site to resell. Or if you actually want to go into business, he's got everything laid out for you, all the trainings. He'll work side by side with you to make sure you're successful. It's work, but like you said, it can be done. So I love it.
Absolutely.
Love it. Fred, thank you so much for being on with me. I just love your story. I want to figure out ways to work even closer with you. If there's anything I can ever do to help you expand your business, I love thinking through business ideas. We should grab lunch again.
Right.
Appreciate you being on with me, my friend.
I really appreciate you having me on, Ryan. It's definitely a pleasure. And we can definitely chat about the future. I'm business minded like you.
That's right.
Thanks a lot. Thank really. You, sir.
You've been listening to Streams of Income with self-help author Ryan Rieger. From right here in the Dallas Metroplex, Ryan teaches several entrepreneurial courses and group coaching programs to students all over the world. Be sure to listen next week at the same time for Streams of Income with Ryan Rieger.